Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
The battle for Wisconsin is over, and Ted Cruz won. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That's what we're talking about today on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. And Cruz, like General Patton, could say what about Wisconsin? Well, if you watched the movie in 1970, there's a movie clip, and an award-winning movie, George C. Scott playing the role of General Patton. And this is a family show, so I did take the privilege of taking one word out of this movie clip. But here, take a listen. This is after defeating Rommel. There's a scene with George C. Scott playing Patton, having his binoculars surveying the still smoldering battlefield, and he had just defeated the Desert Fox, and this is what George C. Scott playing Patton had to say.
Rommel, you magnificent.
That's your book!
That's right. Patton was exceedingly happy. He had just won a victory, and he had read Rommel's book, and Cruz could say he read Trump's Art of the Deal. Now, what am I talking about? Well, you can go back. There's an essay, Peter Economy, in the January issue of Inc. magazine, wrote 11 winning negotiation tactics from Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal. Well, we're going to take some of those, apply them to what Cruz has done in Wisconsin, and that's going to be a fun part of the first part of the show. And the second part of this week's show, where do the presidential races go from here? What are we talking about? Delegate counts, maneuvering in post-election politics. What's going on? Rules Committee. You've heard us talk about the rules and the Rule 40 here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics weeks ago. We were ahead of the curve. We told you about what Morton Blackwell said. You can go back and listen to the archives and what they're talking about now and Fox News and CNN and these rules and Kasich's team. Well, Doc Holliday talked about it. We covered that weeks ago, preparing you for it. And that's why you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because we bring you things you won't hear anywhere else. And many times you hear them first right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. So we're glad you're listening. It's a fantastic show. And can Cruz be like General Patton in politics? Well, we're going to see. He's going to need it for a pincer movement on New York. Can he do that after he said New York values? We're going to be covering that in the second half of the show. And listen, this show, we're going to have some fun, and we're going to dig into some Wisconsin stats. We're going to compare some General Patton tactics along with Donald Trump negotiation tactics. And we're going to see what Cruz is doing, why he won Wisconsin, and what does that mean for the race. Wow, what an important show. We're glad to have new listeners. Since this race has begun, since this presidential politics has gotten to the nasty turn, and now is getting down to the, it's down to the nitty gritty. Look, you know, there's the saying, down to the last lick log. A lick log. Now, what's that? Well, if you have cattle, what that means is if you're getting ready to sell your cattle, you put some salt licks out there and you sell your cattle by the pound. So there's these blocks of salt, and those cows will go up there in those big old tongues, and I'll lick on that salt. And they'll lick on that salt, and you keep that salt right by a big pond. And then after they lick on that salt, the cows become so thirsty, then they drink up pounds and pounds of water. And then you take them to market when you can get a little more money by having them lick on a lick log. The salt drives them to drink as much water as they can get into them. So we're down to the last lick log. We got to get the final votes in. Everybody's got to get the delegates. We're down to the last lick log before the convention start in these final races. We're covering that in the second half of the show. But right now, take a listen to this.
February 20th, 1943. Kasserine Pass in Tunisia. The German 10th Panzer Division is closing in for the slaughter. 1 mile north, the target? Green American troops in the floor of the pass. American forces have been in North Africa for 3 months, but this is their first big showdown with the warriors of the Third Reich.
Now, that's from the show Patton 360, and we'll play another clip in just a second. But it prepares you, this political contest, this presidential race for the Republican nomination, starting at 17. We're down to practically two. Kasich's still in there officially for three. But you have to say it's been a battle, and is Cruz getting more Patton-like as Trump throws everything at him, as you see Trump with a temper tantrum, and after the defeat of Wisconsin, he threw out just a statement that the campaign put out, a statement that just seemed very childish, should we say, lying Ted Cruz of accused him of talking with his pack, which is illegal, but Cruz hadn't talked with the pack. Is there any proof of that? I mean, that come on now. But it goes on. So, and we got a news clip we'll play in a minute of what happened. But let's get this General Patton idea enmeshed deeper and just take a listen to this. And then we're going to play some clips about what happened last week in Wisconsin.
The first big matchup of Americans and Germans in World War II erupts in North Africa in early 1943. Untested American troops against the seasoned veterans of the Desert Fox, wily German tank commander Erwin Rommel. The Americans take a pounding at first. Then George Patton arrives. And with him, a new, unstoppable fighting spirit.
Well, has Wisconsin given Ted Cruz a new, unstoppable spirit? Can it drive him all the way to the nomination? Can it get his troops fired up to hit the states to go against Donald Trump next in New York? Does Ted Cruz have a chance? Does his fighting spirit, like Patton, go into the Desert Fox Rommel? Could you call Donald Trump the Desert Fox Rommel, who's taken a licking, who's had some weakness, but he's got the experience and the know-how, and he's been battle-tested? So what's happening in New York, and what is beyond New York? How can Ted Cruz get the nomination? Well, we know Trump has got to have 1,237 delegates to win before the convention starts in July. So Cruz is working hard to get all those delegates he can. And then we'll talk about more of that in the second half of the show. But what happened? Well, here on Fox News, take a listen to what they talked about after the Wisconsin win by Cruz. And we'll talk. I'm going to play a clip or two about also the Democratic side of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, which is getting more and more interesting by the day. So take a listen to what happened after Wisconsin.
A bad night for the front runners. Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders scoring big victories in Wisconsin's presidential primaries, possibly dashing any hope that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton may have had in wrapping up the race anytime soon. Cruz beating Trump by 13 points, 48 to 35, entitling the Texas senator to virtually all of the Badger state's 42 delegates. Now, Cruz calling the win a turning point.
God bless the great state of Wisconsin. Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry. It is a call from the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin to the people of America. We have a choice, a real choice.
Well, Ted Cruz called it a turning point, and I have to say, I think his victory speeches are getting better and shorter. He needed to shorten his victory speeches. And, well, would Lying Ted, was that Lying Ted out there? Is that the new turning point, Ted Cruz reaching out to bring the party together? I think he's trying to light a fire. How about you? See if this song goes along with Ted instead of Lying Ted. You think... This is the new Ted, the turning point Ted. Take a listen.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Well, I don't know if Ted can set New York on fire, because we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, because that's where the next primary is, Donald Trump's home ground, and Ted has some explaining to do about the New York values thing. Can he do it? Can he go there like George Patton and stand strong and make New York like him? I don't know. What have we played? Come on, baby, light my fire for Ted Cruz. Now, what would Donald Trump be singing after Wisconsin? You know, he didn't even come out and have a press conference, didn't come out and talk to anybody. His campaign sent a pitiful, childish message about lying Ted Cruz and said he did something illegal, talked to his PAC, which the Federal Elections Commission won't do. Does he have proof of that? We don't know. But so what song would sum up Donald Trump after Wisconsin? Take a listen to this.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. Cause I tried.
That's right. I think that Donald was frustrated. He was frustrated, couldn't get any satisfaction after Wisconsin, but he's going home to New York. Is it going to be a battle between like Patton and Rommel? Will it be a tank battle between the two top Republican contenders? And where's John Kasich? And one of the polls shows him number two behind Trump. So will Kasich squeeze in there as two titans hammer each other till everybody goes, we need somebody else? Maybe it's John Kasich. Can Kasich make his case in New York? Well, and Pennsylvania's right there with them. So we got a lot to look forward to. Going to talk about that a little bit more second half of the show. And I said I'm going to talk a little bit about the Democrats here, what Fox News reported on Wisconsin after the vote last Tuesday night with the Democrats.
On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders continuing his winning streak, telling a big crowd of his supporters that he has the momentum and a path to win the nomination.
With our victory tonight in Wisconsin, we have now won 7 out of 8 of the last caucuses and primaries. And we have won almost all of them with overwhelming landslide numbers.
In the meantime, it was virtually radio silence from the losing frontrunners. Hillary Clinton tweeting her congratulations to Sanders and saying, quote, to all the voters and volunteers who poured your hearts into this campaign, forward, exclamation point, signed H. And Trump's response, well, let's just say it wasn't a bouquet of flowers or an edible arrangement. In blistering words squarely aimed at Ted Cruz and the party establishment, his campaign releasing a statement saying, quote, Donald J. Trump withstood the onslaught of the establishment yet again. Lion Ted Cruz had the governor of Wisconsin, many conservative talk radio show hosts, and the entire party apparatus behind him. Ted Cruz is worse than a puppet. He is a Trojan horse being used by the party bosses attempting to steal the nomination from Mr. Trump. Any truth, Stephen Hayes, to what Trump was alleging last night? Is Ted Cruz a Trojan horse?
No, I mean, look, first of all, that's a ridiculous claim that he's stealing the nomination. You need 1,237 delegates to get the nomination. Donald Trump doesn't have it. There's nothing to be stolen at this point.
Well, Stephen Hayes is right. There's nothing to be stolen at this point. You got to have 1,237 delegates. And I told you, going back to the Patton-like attitude of Cruz could say, Trump, I've read your book. So what was I talking about? Well, we're going to have a short break right here, and then I'm going to go into the article by Peter Economy I told you about with the 11 winning negotiating tactics from Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal. We're not going to go over 11, but we're going to pick out 3 or 4 that Cruz used in Wisconsin to beat Donald Trump. All right. Let me remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're right here with us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. Many other great shows. Some shows you may like, some you may not. Try them out. But we do want you to keep coming back to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Tell your friends and neighbors, and it's more than just a show. We got a book called Rock Splitting Politics, deals some of the election of 2012. If you want to pick up that book, you can by going to the front page, clicking on the book called Rock Splitting Politics. But our newest book, I say our because it's not just me, it's my friend Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and also Dr. Alex McFarland, well known across the nation as one of the top apologetics in Christianity. And I tell you, this book is meant for conservatives. It's meant for conservatives to stand strong on strong conservative principles. It's called Bedrock Truth, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Today, right now. So get the book. You can go get it by clicking on the front cover of the right there on the website. Or if you want to go to my website, docholliday.org, it'll take you there. Get the book order. If you got a book card or a setup, some of Amazon, you can buy it at Amazon. But Bedrock Truths, get your copy. Tell your friends and neighbors. Everybody needs to read that book. And now, as we get ready for the next part of the show, when we're going to go over what Cruz read in Trump's book, a must-have to win Wisconsin. Let me remind you, last week we had Phyllis Schlafly on, the icon. She's been to every Republican convention since 1952 when Dwight D. Eisenhower was nominated. She's got some great insight. She was for Donald Trump, is for Donald Trump, has endorsed him because he stands on the Republican platform, and that's what he told her. Go back and listen to the interview last week if you missed Phyllis Schlafly. Great interview, great American. I disagree with her. It's because I'm a Ted Cruz person, but we can work together. I'm not mad at her, and I don't think she's mad at me. And whoever comes out, it should be Trump or Cruz, and we've got to get behind whoever the nominee is because we cannot afford Hillary Clinton picking the next 3 or 4 Supreme Court justices. And for anybody going to the Cleveland Convention thinking they're going to pull the rug out from under Trump and Cruz together, forget about it. It's not going to happen, okay? And I know last week that Bill O'Reilly of Fox News came out and he made the prediction that John Kasich would become the vice presidential part of a ticket for a Cruz Kasich ticket. Now, I'm not predicting that, but I do say we'll have to come together somehow, some way. So let's look at this article right here.
Magnificent.
Get
your book!
Well, Ted Cruz must have had time to read some in Donald Trump's Art of the Deal. And this is set up. We sure not going to do a whole book review on Art of the Deal. But Peter Economy broke down 11 principles. We're not going to do 11 principles. But I'll talk about a couple that he put together in his article. And the first thing Donald Trump said was, think big. I think Ted Cruz thought big all over Wisconsin. And he invited in all people in the Republican Party, the moderates. He brought in the conservatives. He had many of the conservatives, but he brought in people, even some working men and women that independent or Democrat types in the past in Wisconsin. He helped bring some of those in too. But it was a big win for Ted. He was thinking big, just like Donald Trump said. And this list by Mr. Economy is number one is think big. And I believe Donald Trump said, I like thinking big. I always have. To me, it's very simple. If you're going to be thinking anyway, you might as well think big. So Ted Cruz thought big on Wisconsin. The second thing he says, protect the downside and the upside will take care of itself. Yes, I think Ted Cruz protected the conservative base, but only that, he got the upside from Scott Walker and the establishment, not of Washington, but the establishment of the Wisconsin State Republican Party. And Donald Trump said in second principle, always go into the deal anticipating the worst. If you plan for the worst, if you can live with the worst, the good will always take care of itself. Well, the good took care of itself for Ted Cruz. I don't think it took care of itself for Donald Trump in Wisconsin. But also, Donald Trump said, number three that Mr. Economy talked about, and maximize the options. Donald Trump said in his book, I never get too attached to one deal or one approach. I keep a lot of balls in the air because most deals fall out, no matter how promising they seem at first. Well, Wisconsin fizzled out, fell out for Donald Trump. Now, can he keep all these balls in the air for New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey and California? Hey, Wyoming's coming up, too. How many can he keep in the air? I don't know. Ted Cruz so far is doing pretty doggone good, but he's got a lot to juggle in the next few weeks. That's for sure. And Donald Trump, on principle number four in this magazine article, said, know your market. I like to think, this is Donald Trump in his book, Art of the Deal, said, I like to think that I have that instinct. That's why I don't hire a lot of number crunchers, and I don't trust fancy marketing surveys. I do my own surveys and draw my own conclusions. I must have to ask Donald Trump, is that why you went into Wisconsin with the popular governor, Scott Walker, that was one of the 17 running for president at one time? Why did you go into Wisconsin and knock the sitting governor, who has a lot of control of the Republican apparatus in Wisconsin? And you said you like to go by instinct, but I have to say the end stinks for Donald Trump in Wisconsin, it looks like. But Ted Cruz must have known that, because Ted Cruz knew his market in Wisconsin. We can't go through all 11. Let me do a couple more. And number eight principle that was written down in this article was, Donald Trump said, fight back. And he said, quote, in most cases, I'm very easy to get along with. I'm very good to people who are good to me. But when people treat me badly or unfairly or try to take advantage of me, my general attitude all my life has been to fight back very hard. Well, I think he was fighting back hard. That's why he couldn't leave Scott Walker alone. He'd already helped get him out of the race, but he had to go to Wisconsin, and like a schoolyard bully, couldn't leave him alone. I think some of the good people in Wisconsin said, hey, should this man be our president? And they looked at Ted Cruz. Some of them didn't like Ted Cruz, but they said, out of the two, it looks like we better get Cruz if we want to win in November. So, hey, that's the way I'm reading that. Well, let's do one last one. We got to move on to the show. But from Art of the Deal, from the article by Peter Economy in Inc. He said, number nine was deliver the goods. Donald Trump said, you can't con people, at least not for long. You can create excitement. You can do wonderful promotion and get all kinds of press. And you can throw in a little hyperbole. But if you don't deliver the goods, people will eventually catch on. That's quote from Art of the Deal, Donald Trump. Are people starting to catch on that Donald Trump may be a con man that Marco Rubio was talking about? Is he? Is he not? Would the Republicans figure this out before Cleveland, before the convention in July? Will Donald Trump get 1,237 votes? Well, that's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Let's talk about the delegate count. Let's talk about 1,237. How do you get there? Now, you can go to any number of websites, and you can see what they're talking about. You can go and see how so many, from CNN to Fox, all the different websites, Real Clear Politics, how do you get to 1,237? Donald Trump has got a chance to get there. What will happen in the next week before New York? Will Donald Trump cave in New York? Absolutely not. I don't see how. Now, the Donald always mystifies and shoots from the hip. You don't know where he's coming from because he follows his instinct, like we just talked about in the Art of the Deal. But he's not gonna collapse in New York. If he did, you can say, okay, walk away, it's over with. Give it to Ted Cruz and let's move on. But he's not going to collapse in New York, and he's got some pride. This is what you need to watch for, 50%. If Donald Trump gets all over 50% of the Republican vote in New York, he will walk away of all its delegates. It could be harder to do with Kasich in there along with Ted Cruz. Now, you've heard me say, why is Kasich in here? Well, this is one state, and possibly Pennsylvania, where this could help knock out some delegates from Donald Trump to help keep him from getting that 1237. So maybe Kasich can do better than Cruz would in these areas. But I still believe if Kasich would get out, it would encourage Ted Cruz to help unify the party, but along with him, to win the nomination versus Donald Trump. Now, if you're a Phyllis Schlafly fan who likes who she endorsed and Donald Trump, you're rooting for Donald to get all the delegates he can in New York, and that'll help get him closer to the 1237. So what's coming up after that? Well, there's Indiana. Then you go out west where California is the big state out west, but it's in the end. It's the first week of June. So this thing is going to drag out. When I say drag out, nobody's going to know what it's going to look like until at least California, which is the end. So there's going to be some topsy-turvy back and forth delegate count. And what happens? We talk about Rule 40. You heard it here. We talked about it where you have to win the majority. You have to have a majority of eight different states, delegates, majority of delegates in eight different states to have your name placed in nomination as it stands now. Rules can be changed, but who's going to change them if Donald Trump and Ted Cruz have more delegates on the rule committees? And that's what, who knows who's going to be on the rule committees? Well, there's a lot of jockeying for position now. And this is where Donald Trump has been sort of frozen out, but he's hiring new people, good people, experienced people to get him on the inside track. And Ted Cruz has got some already there trying to get more. And that's where the rubber meets the road on the 2016 Republican nomination. Who is going to be the nominee? It's who's going to be the best organized, who's going to go after the voters and the delegates. And that's what we're looking at right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You have to stay tuned every week as we've had some fun playing a little bit from the Rolling Stones and a little bit from the Doors and just having some fun as we talked about George Patton, General Patton, as he beat Rommel and said, Rommel, I read your book. And we can say Ted Cruz read The Art of the Deal. Must have to have known how to go after Donald Trump some in Wisconsin. will that continue for him? So much to look for, so much fun, along with the seriousness of making sure the conservatives come up with a strong nominee and will work together to defeat Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, whichever one comes out of the Democratic Party nomination process and avoids an FBI indictment and prison. Okay? Well, listen, it's always great to have you right here listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Tell your friends and neighbors, there's so much we can't go on. It's time to end the show for this week. But we will have a lot more packed in next week because we'll see what's developing just before the New York primary, along with what's going on in Wyoming and other places. We have got a lot to talk about, and I will continue next week. I'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.